I think from 2003 to 2025, there's nothing that indicates, you know, a 30% increase in the valuation of my house. You know, then I start looking at, obviously, the Hancock Amendments, where, you know, it tries to protect, you know, increases by over 5%, and this circumvents that because you're going after valuation and not levies. And then I look at the median property tax paid, the five-year estimate, which a $203,000 home has a property tax of $1,178. So you guys are valuing my house at like $1.6 million. And it's just crazy because it's one of the most expensive valuations in Branson. I mean, I looked them up. Andy Williams' house in Port Royal is $552,000. The Austin's house that sold for $1.3 million is $495,000. You guys have me at $672,000. I mean, it's, and the problem is it directly affects my property value when I have a $1,000 a month property tax, which is unconstitutional, right? People should have the right to, you know, own their property, right? It's in the Constitution, the right to own and use their property is a fundamental right of the people. And when I have to pay $12,000 a year, you know, basically the government owns my property. It's like the medieval times where I have to pay a lord or they're going to come and take my land. I mean, and I'm sure you guys have heard this before, and I understand, you know, you live in the county and you're our property owners. And so, you know, it's not income tax where, you know, it changes every year. And, you know, you guys are going after property taxes. And it's not fair to people, especially Branson Hills. So, and then one more thing I'd like to say is, so I've gone through as much as I could to try to get a feel for what the actual value of these homes are versus what the assessor has evaluated them. And it looks to me as though, you know, and I went through different subdivisions across the county, and you have Branson Hills at almost double the valuation of the county. And so I don't know how the assessor can justify that. To me, it seems like assessor abuse, or it seems to me like assessor negligence. So either one, but I can't find anything I've looked at to justify Branson Hills increases. I have neighbors that are 49%, I have neighbors at 53%. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So.
Okay, let me let the assessor's office respond so that you understand kind of it's my understanding. A lot of the properties in Branson they're still getting to them, trying to get them assessed. So go ahead.
You're correct, David. We started in the eastern side of the county, bottom right corner, and moved up and swept across, and we are still getting things accomplished. We've just started Branson. Your subdivision is one that we knew had been neglected for quite a while, and so we went through and went and reassessed it. Obviously, we had sales letters to help us in our values. It is what it is, and we had the same appraiser can I speak?
Hold on. All right, listen, I've been through this before, okay? Let her speak, then I'll let you respond, okay? Just let her speak, and I'll do the same courtesy for you. I'm not going to let her interrupt you.
I apologize. I thought she was done. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we sent the same appraiser out to do all the values of all the properties in that subdivision, so they are all uniform. He also has a good idea of what those units sell for. And that's how we valued the neighborhood. Now, I agree with you, it's not fun to find out that your neighborhood has been underassessed for many years. We did come out on yours in the past. You're correct also. I think we didn't even have your pool down. That's why it got added in an even year, because you can put new construction on. But if we find out that we're mistaken, we're supposed to bring it up to where it's supposed to be. And so we have done so for the Branson Hills subdivision. And as the, I'm not going to be the assessor after August 31st, but as the new assessor comes in, he too will be coming out and assessing for the 27. And you know, if you have a, you know, an appraisal, a paid appraisal that you've done where you show that we have we are in error, or if you know of comp sales in your subdivision that would adjust these down further, that would be good too. But what we've done for our appraisals is in, it is consistent with the information that we have and with the cost program that we use. And again, everyone in your subdivision was done uniformly.
Okay. All right, now go ahead.
Okay, so I don't, I find it offensive that the expression "it is what it is how you know, this valuation is being assessed. It is what it is. And then to come out and to say it was undervalued for many years, my house is 4 years old. So how can you justify valuating my house? I'm 2023, and then for every indication I have from everything I just went through, from the CPI to the median list pricing to the home values across the county and the soft housing market, how can you justify in 2 years that kind of increase? You have my house at 100, I have it over, you have it at over $200,000 more than it cost me to build. And I have not seen any increase in anything that I've researched that shows the kind of valuation that you've given that house. Based on the comps and based on what the valuation of everything else in Branson Hills, you have my house at over $1.5 million.
Okay, the assessed value that is being. And listen, let me try to see if I can. And again, we're a citizen board. We aren't for the assessor. We make independent decisions so that you understand how this works. You've appealed this, and so we're trying to make decisions. But understand, we need hard evidence. We need stuff here that we can see. If you have comps or you want to present us comps, things like that of other property that's sold recently, those kinds of things, to show that your property is overvalued, that you're not at fair market value, certainly we would like to see those.
Right, but I mean, like I get a postcard that says, do you think your house is worth this amount of money? But if you've raised the valuation on what was 2023, which is 2 years, by 30%, when I'm showing the market is down in those 2 years. So where is the mistake there? I mean, you just can't, you know, randomly go. And then, you know, I sent an email appealing this. I got no response from the assessor's office. I followed it up with 2 emails. I got no response. That's why I filed for this appeal. And I don't understand that either. And then, you know, the whole thing to me, I mean, to target Branson Hills the way they're targeting it and increase their valuation by double the county doesn't make any sense.
With respect to the email thing, I can tell you that the county, countywide, all offices have had their email go down in certain recent times. So I know that there's been an email issue, but please stick to the facts here. Is there anything that you want to respond to what he's indicated?
Yeah, I don't know where the offense comes on. It is what it is. It's a cost program. It's the same one we use across the board, across the entire county. And so when the appraiser goes out and what he sees, he records, he draws a sketch, they put it into the program, and it spits out the value. And unless we hear with comps and sales letters from someone that we are way off, all we can do is appraise accordingly with the program.
And Joel, I don't think this is you in particular, at least what we've seen here, excuse me, at the board. It's just that the assessor's office has gone to Branson Hills and hasn't gotten to the other. There's a lot of other properties that are getting ready to be assessed in the Branson area as well that will be going up as well, I'm assuming, because they've been undervalued for several years. And because yours was new construction, I assume back 4 years ago, it was probably on the radar here too. I don't know. But, I mean, listen, I want to give you as a taxpayer an opportunity to give us whatever evidence you've got. And if you've got comps or anything showing that this property, I know you're in a CID district maybe out there, so it's kind of a double whammy. Is that right?
Yeah, but I mean, if you just look at the land, they have it at $79,000. I bought the lot for $24,000. I got the lot next to me.
And that's the kind of thing.
$2,000. They're not worth anything. You can't value land just based on, okay, there's a house on it now, $79,000 across the board. You couldn't sell a lot there for $79,000.
Well, and that's the kind of evidence that we need, yes.
So one thing you need to know when you price a lot, everybody with a house on it, at $79,000, that's all the improvements to it. You've got electricity to it. You've got, you know, the plumbing connecting to the street. Everything it was to improve that. Because you'll notice that the lots with no improvements would be a different value than the lots that have a house on it.
We're live on the internet here, so I can't. When two of you talk at once, we can't hear. So that's why I'm cautioning you guys. Anyway, with respect to this. Joel, I mean, here's what we would need as a board. We need something from you that would indicate comps showing that your property has been overvalued by the assessor. And we can certainly, and you've asked for on your sheet, you've checked valuation, and so that's what we're focused on. If 672,710 is the wrong number, I need you to tell us why and provide us something showing of that.
But I don't think that valuation is the same ratio, the same percentage countywide. That's my point.
Well, certainly in the cost program for that they use at the county based on, I mean, it's applied whether it's in Bradleyville or here, it's the same cost program, and so they put in numbers and factors having to do with where your neighborhood is and those kinds of things. I mean, certainly your neighborhood is going to be taxed differently than something in Merriam Woods. So, in other words, the factors, the grades, and all of those kinds of things. Now, I don't profess to know all of the things in the program, certainly, but you can certainly talk to the assessor's office about that if you need to. But I just need some information here to help.
I understand, my friend. Let me ask you. So in 2 years, the values of the median listing pricing, the CPI, the home values of the county, all of that is going down. So how come they put in their appraisal in their system, and all of a sudden Branson Hills goes up 30%?
Can I answer that?
How come it goes up 49%?
Okay, we have a realtor here on the board. I'll let.
So when you're looking at 2023, we were coming off of COVID, and the prices had escalated during that time. And so I think you would have to go further back. What you're seeing in the de-escalation now is the fact that we went to an anomaly that was because of a pandemic. And so now those they're normalizing as far as that goes. So I think you would have to look further back to see that we're not really declining, we're stabilizing.
But it,